Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 407, Spiritual Warfare. Minister Elizabeth Frauhager delivered this message on Sunday, February 2nd, 2025, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, good morning, and welcome to those of you watching on social media. We bless you in the name of the Lord. We are so glad that you are here, that you have turned in on whether it is your computer or your cell phone and you are watching. You're going to receive a mighty word from the Lord. So thank you for watching. If you're watching from other countries, we have some friends in Cuba and Peru, and my mother is watching possibly. Buenos dias, ¿cómo estás? Bienvenidos. We have a sister in the back practicing her Spanish. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are continuing with our series, The Good Fight. Pastor Sarah shared with us last week about that we have the victory in Jesus. Did you take notes? Do you feel like a victor today when you walk through those doors? And when you left, we have the victory in Jesus. Amen. We are victorious. So we're going to be following that as we are already victorious in Jesus. I am going to be sharing the word from the book of Ephesians. So if you go there with me, Ephesians 6. So while you go there, let me just pray for us. Father God, we just thank you. Oh, Father, you are an amazing God. We give you praise and give you glory and honor today. Holy Spirit, have your way. This is your church and we are your people. Father, I just ask that you give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what your Spirit is saying. Thank you, Father God, for being in our midst, already touching hearts, renewing minds. We thank you. We thank you for what you are going to say to us today. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, have your way. All of you and none of me. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen and amen. So we're going to go to Ephesians 6. I'm going to read from 10 to 19, and then we're going to talk about, so I'm just going to read it straight through, and then we'll see what the Lord has to say to us today. 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. 14. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So let's take a look at what Apostle Paul is telling us here. Apostle is telling us we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a war. The moment you said yes to Jesus and you said, yes, Lord, you are my Lord and Savior, you have enlisted as a soldier of the army of God. Yes, be encouraged. You have a target on your back that says the enemy, that one belongs to Jesus. Go after that. But I'm here to encourage you. And we're going to take our place, amen? Because the victory is already ours. 1 Timothy 6:12 tells us, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He's calling us soldiers. We are soldiers of Jesus Christ. On Ephesians 6:12, Paul is encouraging us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We are not asked to go into battle by ourselves or in our own strength, but with God's mighty strength. We're not in this alone. We have Jesus on our side. We have God on our side. And we're not to be afraid. We are not to be afraid of the devil. We are not to be afraid of his schemes. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." 1 John 4:4 tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. What is he talking about? Greater is he that is in us. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God himself lives inside you and me. Now, come on. The devil's no match for the Spirit of God. Amen. Do you know what kind of power you are carrying? Because if you don't know, you're going to find out today. And you're going to walk out of here with your head held high and say, "The devil can't touch me." Like that song. I mean, it's a worldly song. Can't touch this. You guys know the song. Yeah, he cannot touch us. He is no match for the name of Jesus. Amen? We have this mighty power in us. We have the resurrected power inside of us. If I can stand up here every Sunday and tell you that until you get it, until we get it, who we have inside of us, I hope it won't be here all year telling you that. But we need to understand who we are and whose we are and the authority that we carry that he has given to us. That's why he died at the cross, to give us this power, this dunamis power. And some of us are not exercising our authority and our power in Jesus. Come on. That's right. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Give us a revelation today of who we are and whose we are and the authority that we carry, that resurrector power that as I speak out of my lips, that power is going forth. Amen. When I speak the word of God, it changes and it moves mountains like we were singing. Amen. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." I have never heard of this word wiles. You know, English is my second language, and I've never heard of that until I came across this passage. What does he mean, the wiles of the devil? The word wiles is not commonly used, but it means organized conduct. It means plans of war or strategies or methodologies that the enemy uses against the believer. So the devil is busy. He's busy organizing, planning, strategizing the attack on the lives of believers who are a threat to him and to his plan and to his kingdom. Because he does have a kingdom, a dark kingdom. Amen. So he's busy trying to say, okay, who belongs to Jesus? Because that's what I'm after. The devil's not going to attack those that are already in his back pocket. Those who don't know Jesus, he's not after those that he's already got them. He's after you and I, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen. He is not going to attack those in the lukewarm church where it tickles your ears and just want to tell you what you want to hear, but they're not preaching the full gospel. It's not the church here. Not at all. Because we preach the word of God, like it or not. We feed you peas and steak and then some Hawaiian delight from here and there. Those of you that were here and heard my message on the women's conference. Amen. He's going after a church that's on fire for God. He's going after a believer that's on fire for God, preaching the full gospel, setting the captors free, laying hands on the sick. Oh, he's going after a church that has miracle signs and wonders. He's not going to waste his time with the few churches, I'm not going to name any names, further down in another neighborhood, maybe in another city, because they're not a threat to the devil. They're coming, they're sitting, they're listening to the tickle you ear sermon, and then they go home and have a regular lifestyle. They're not going to the highways and byways and preaching the word of God, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils. They're not doing that. So they're not a threat to the enemy. So he's focusing on us. The enemy concentrates his efforts on people like you and me. And he has strategy and method. He studies us. He sees what we're doing. He's not like God. He's not everywhere, but he has his minions all over the place watching you, seeing what you do. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths. He knows how to push our buttons. Amen? And he also knows who to use to push our buttons. All your wives out there. Or your children. He knows. Oh, let me just get this co-worker to mess with Elizabeth because that'll push her buttons. Bless him, Lord. Amen. Amen. This church, we got it. We got it. I don't even know if I preach this, huh? We got it. So he knows what upsets us. And his goal is to distract us from our purpose. He wants to keep us busy. He wants to keep us busy on TV. He wants to keep us busy doing even good things so that we don't approach somebody. Oh, I'm too busy to talk to her about Jesus and to save her. So I'm too busy about casting that devil out. I'm too busy. I got this and this and this and this big agenda. We have our own schedule. Who makes your schedule? You. You, I have a full-time job, so I have to be there at 6:30 in the morning, but clock out time, I make my schedule from that forward. And what am I scheduling? A show on TV? Ministering to somebody on the phone, even though I'm tired? See, the devil wants to distract us, and he wants to keep us busy, so we're not doing the work for the Lord. Amen. So we need to be on fire for God, ready to speak his word. Amen. And the enemy will not stop at nothing if he thinks he can take the victory from us. Which he can't. He's already a defeated foe. We already talked about that. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy the life of a believer. But the word says that God has come to give us life and give it to us abundantly. Abundantly. We are told to put the armor of God. That's what Ephesians says. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen? We are not told to win the war. We're not told to win the war. Because Christ has already won the war. He has defeated Satan at the cross. Amen? So we are just told, put on the armor of God. We are called to stand firm in the battle. Talk to your neighbor, say, stand firm. Stand firm. That's what his word says. Stand firm. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, stand firm. In 6:13, it says, stand firm. 6:14, he says, stand firm. Do you think that God put this all these times in it so that we just overlook it? To stand firm on his word? To stand firm on who we are as daughters and sons of the Most High God? We are not called to fight the devil because the fight's already won. Jesus won the fight. Jesus has defeated him already. And the devil is under our feet. Amen? He's under our feet. And there's where he needs to stay. That's where he needs to stay. We need to stay firm and not give ground or a foothold or open the door to the enemy. And then you say, Elizabeth, how do we give ground? How do we give a foothold to the enemy? How do we open the door to it? Well, you all know it. You all know it very well. Right? When we know what is right, and we compromise and do otherwise. When we go outside the word of God, and we know that is called, what's it called? Sin. We're going to call it like it is. It's called sin, and sin separates us from God. And the devil wants to entangle us to get us to do just that, to come outside the word of God. So when we sin, we're giving the enemy a legal ground. We're opening the door for the enemy to attack us because we are not staying in the word. We need to be vigilant and stay in the Word. We got to obey His Word so we can stay protected. Amen. I started doing a little list of things that we call sin. And man, I was like, I would have had 10 pages, but I'm just going to go over a couple of them. One that when we're doing ministry, it's a big one. So unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a big one that gives the enemy a foothold. So when we leave today, we're not going to have any unforgiveness toward anybody in our hearts. Oh, I just don't feel like it. No, it doesn't matter about your feelings. It says what the Word of God is to forgive and to release those people to the Lord. Your feelings will line up after you bless them 300 times, perhaps. You keep blessing that person. Amen? Because that's what I do. Oh, bless them, Lord. Lady does. Oh, bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless their socks off. Amen? Keep on blessing. Because the enemy throws those little darts at you. Oh, you know they did that to you. Well, so what, devil? I bless them and I release them in the name of Jesus. And every single time he brings it up to you, you take that thought captive to the obedience of Christ and then give him the Word. Amen? Give him the Word. That'll knock him off his rocker. So unforgiveness, resentment, fear, lies, jealousy. Remember they got jealousy? Yes, jealousy opens the door to the enemy. Comparison, anger, gossip, stealing. Tapping into the occult. You already know that. You over there doing all those crazy things that the occult does, you know that's not of God. Right? Also listening. What are we listening to? What are our ears open to on the internet or watching in the internet or through our phones? Or are we listening? Or are we compromising because my loved one wants to watch this movie and it's full of evil? You got to take a stand because you got to answer to God, not your husband, not your spouse, not your kids. No, I'm not listening to that song because I got to protect my ears from that word getting into my heart, because it might take root, and then now I'm singing this tune that's all just perverse. So we need to be vigilant. Amen. What are we watching? There's a little song that the kids sing. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. You guys know the song. Be careful, little eyes, ears, what you... Tanya knows the song. Yeah? Because God is watching from above, and that is a very good song to teach your children. Amen. Turn off the television. I always come up here and talk about the television because it's full of filth. Stay off of it. Get in the Word of God and get your arsenal ready with all the Word of God. So when the enemy comes at you, you're like, it is written, devil. Just like Jesus did. Amen. It is written. Stand strong against him. We don't have to defeat him. He's already defeated. He's already defeated. Some of you think, oh, the devil. Oh, no. The devil is a liar. He's defeated. He's a big dog with no bunch of bark and no bite. Or like Pastor Sarah's like a little chihuahua dog. That she'd be over here. Wah, 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 wah. He has no bite. Amen. No match for God. We need to stand against his attempts. We need to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober-minded, be alert. Some translations say self-control. Okay? Your adversary, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour. He's looking. Let me see who's going to mess up so I can just come at him. Don't allow the enemy. That's up to you. Right? Because he's already defeated, but if you're going to give him an inch, he's going to take a foot. Before you know it, he's already being in camp into your midst, being chaos. He wants to devour our influence in Christ. If he keeps you busy, if he keeps you worried, if he brings fear to you, then you can't minister to people. You shrink back. Oh, I'm not calling them because I'm going through this and I don't know what to do. And I'm all anxiety-full and riven and everything else because I'm not using the Word of God. I'm not telling the devil where he can go. I receive that fear. I receive that anxiety, that worry. Oh, something happened. Oh, Well, know that God is with you and that he is for you. And he's going to see you through like he has many times. Some of us are not, you know, teenagers here. So we've been in this battle for a while. We know how God works. Amen? So if we truly understand that, we wouldn't give the enemy an inch to mess with us. If we understood that that's his plan. If you understood that, we're going to go on to the next one who we're wrestling against. So I'm just following here. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." It says we are wrestling. Any of you watched a wrestling match? Have you seen a wrestling match, any of you? My brother Carlos, I wish he was watching this, but maybe I'll tell him I talked about it. Maybe he'll watch the service. My brother Carlos was a wrestler in high school, and he was a really good one. I mean, they get in that mad, and they're just wrestling, try to get one and pin the guy. I don't know the terminology, but it's to get on top. So we're wrestling the enemy to be on top because that's where we should be, right? Seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So when the enemy throws that dart and we start wrestling with that lie, we're like, mm-mm, wait a minute, I can't receive that lie. That's not the word of God. That's not what God says about me. Fear, you don't come in. Anxiety, you don't come in. Because God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And guess what? That lie falls to the ground. That's how we need to be prompt, ready. Oh, no, that's not. I'm like, oh, well, maybe so. Because if you receive it, all of a sudden, there comes more. And before you know it, you're swallowing in anxiety and fear, and you don't know what's going on. So we got to take it at the onset, I guess I would say, right away. Nope, that's not from God. And how are you going to know it's not from God if you don't read your Bible? I remember Pastor Don had a message before, and he had a big sword. And he said, how big is your sword? That's how much you know the Word of God. How much you meditate on it day and night. That is our big weapon, the Word of God. Amen? So I asked you this morning, how big is your sword? Because when the enemy comes in, that's the offensive weapon. Amen? So it says that we are not fighting or wrestling with flesh and blood. We are not wrestling with people. So when you look at your husband and he's having a tizzy fit, or you're having a tizzy fit, or I don't know what you guys call it, a little disagreement or a different opinion, know that it's not him or her you're wrestling with. You are wrestling with the evil one that is talking to your husband and saying, tell her her meal wasn't good. I don't know. Whatever he does. I don't know what you guys argue about or talk about. I don't like the word arguing. You guys like what? Have communication about. Discussion. Little discussion. I haven't been married and, you know, I've been single for 20 years, so I don't know about that stuff anymore. So Lord, prepare me. Amen. But your children. How about your children? When you're having that discussion with your children, with your teenagers or your older children, and you know they're not going in the right way, and you know that you're not fighting them, but the principalities. And when you take it into prayer, you know how to fight. You got to fight the evil one that's operating through your son or daughter. The evil one that's operating to your husband or through your wife. Maybe she gets a little lippy. Your job, husband, is not to smack her on the lip. Your job is stick it to the Lord and tell the enemy, down you go. I love my wife. She's amazing. Yeah, she may talk a lot, but she's amazing. Husbands, write a list down of all the good things your wife does. So when the enemy comes and attacks you, you pull it out. Oh, she cooks so good and she looks great and whatever. Okay? And the same thing for the husbands. Do the same thing. And the wives. And I do that for my children. I speak life over my children. No matter what the circumstances is, I speak life. That is power. We are fighting a force of evil. Satan has an army that is organized. It is. And I'm talking about the evil one, so you know what we're up against. We're not glorifying him. You need to be well informed. No soldier goes on the battleground and not know who they're fighting against. We need to know. That's why God put it in his word. We're not glorifying the devil. No, we're telling him where he can go. Amen. And it says here that we wrestle against principalities. In the Greek, it means the first or head officers. And then the powers has to do with staff officers. And then the rulers, divisional commanders with rank and file of the spirit of host wickedness. Do you see? Just like an army has, you know, you got the boss of the bosses, and then you got another one, and you got another one. The rank of command. Because if he was just one, he would just name one. But he has principalities, you know, against powers, rulers of darkness. So he has a army as well. So you can see what we're up against. But God has given us an armor, come on, so we can be protected, so we can be well armed, so we can stand in the days of evil. Right? Ephesians 13 tells us that, put on. Therefore, take up the whole armor. Tell your neighbor the whole armor. That means all the pieces. Pastor Santos, you can put up the picture up there so we can see the big soldier there. The whole armor, not just one or two. He's going to put it up for you. Take up the whole armor that you may be able to withstand the evil days. And having done all, to stand. It is our responsibility and duty to put on the full armor of God. To put it on and to keep it on. Oh, I'll put it up in the morning when I go to bed. No, you don't take it off when you go to bed. You keep it on all the time. Never take it off. Why? Because does any of you get any attacks in the middle of the night? Oh, devil, wait, let me go put on my armor. He's not going to wait on you. So I hear people say, oh, I get up and I put the armor I got. You should already have it on. You put it on one time and that's it. You never take it off. This is giving some revelation to somebody here. Don't take it off. Go to sleep with it. When the fiery dart wakes you up in the middle of the night, attacking you in your dreams, or maybe attacking you wakes you up. No, devil, because you got your armor on. You got the word of God. Don't ever. No soldier goes to battle without their sword or without their rifle. That's the most powerful weapon, right? We have the armor of God, and you see this mighty warrior. I don't know how blurry it is. I tried to take a picture off of there. But you can see him. He's armed. And you know, I would have liked this picture for this shield to be like whole full length. Whole full length, because when the enemy comes, you just put it up and nothing's getting through you. Your shield of faith. Nothing getting. So we got the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. That's our righteousness. We have the shoes of peace. Don't ever go without your shoes of peace. Amen. Always have them on. When something, turbulence comes, I'm going to see in planes. When turbulence comes, you know, that's not going to move me. I have the peace of the Lord, the shalom peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And yes, at first you get a bad news and you're like, oh my goodness. Okay, God. And then you settle down. I got my shoes of peace. Okay, God, I know that you're with me. I know that you're for me. This is all going to work out. Do you know, I want to share this little song. I wish I would have gotten the video, but it came through Facebook. And it was this little boy. He was about 4 or 5 years old. Maybe some of you have seen it. This little boy. And he's singing. He's maybe 4 years old. I wish I would have had the video to play for you guys. I tried to look for it, but I couldn't find it. And he said, I woke up this morning. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not a singer. And he says, I woke up this morning and the horizon, three little birdies knocking at my doorstep, singing sweet songs. And then something else goes and he goes, and he says, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. And it just ministered to me so in a huge way because I was going through some stuff at work. And so that morning, all I kept singing is, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Yes, and I sang it. I sang it all day long. And every time something comes at me, don't worry about a thing. Amen. Oh, this or somebody. Yes, thank you, Lord. He just brought it. And it was not on my notes, but okay, so there it is. And I sing it because God is with you. So don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about the enemy. Don't be afraid of him. You have Jesus inside of you. Amen. And then so moving on to the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation that he has on, and the sword of the Spirit. We can do a whole message just about the armor of God, but that's for another day. I think I only have like 2 more hours left, so it's okay. We'll do that on another day. Yes, yes, that's my time. Yes. Oh, that's 11? Okay, that's all right. It's okay. So the sword of, I started late, you guys. Okay, so the sword of the Spirit. Yes. Yeah, they took all my time, and so now I'm making it up. So as you noticed, he has no protection on his back. What do you think that means? Because God's got your back. And he wants us to march forward. When the enemy comes, I'm like, no way. I got the Spirit of God inside of me, and great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So devil, you shut up your lies. Because I'm not receiving them today. Today, not tomorrow, like Pastor Harley says. No. So you got to be strong. You got to know the word. Oh, well, Elizabeth, I don't know all the, you know what? I don't know all the scriptures like Pastor Don knows them and like Pastor Harley knows them. Well, they've been at it for a while, you guys. Right? I'm not saying how old they are, but they've been at it a while and they be diligent. I'm not saying you're old, Pastor. I'm saying you're wise. They've been at it for a while. They've been diligent. They've been quoting scriptures for years and years and years. So maybe you're new at this. So what do we do in high school when we did our little speeches? Write it on 3x5 cards. I used to do that until I really memorized, and not just memorize it, but declare the word like you know it, right? Because you can just say, no, 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 and it doesn't mean anything because it's not, you're not really inside you. You're not really receiving that. That revelation has come to you yet. But start knowing the word of God, because when the enemy comes at you in the middle of the grocery store, you're going to say, hold it up right there, devil. Let me go get my Bible. It's in my car. You don't. And you don't go around carrying your Bible everywhere that you go, which, I mean, that's not a bad idea, but you have your phone and your Bible's in your phone. We got them smartphones, right? I used to have a dumb phone, but now I have a smartphone. That's what the lady said on the movie. So you have a phone that you can look your word and you can declare the word of God. That's why it says meditate on the word day and night. Day and night. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I want to talk a little bit about, since I don't have a lot of time, we're going to talk about the sword, which is the word of God. That is one of our most important weapons that we have as soldiers of the most living God. Know your word. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and Pastor spoke about this a few weeks back in our Spanish service, when the devil tempted Jesus, Jesus didn't argue with the devil. He didn't. He just said, Satan, it is written. And then he quoted, right, the word of God in Matthew 4:4. And that's what we need to do when the enemy comes at us. We need to give him the word of God. That's what dismantles him. He wants to see us all scurrying around. Oh, what am I going to do? No. Quote the word of the Lord. And if you don't know what the Bible says about that particular situation, look it up. Figure it out. Look it up. What does the Bible say? You can use Google and say, make sure you put, what does the Bible say? You just don't want anybody's opinion. What does the Bible say about anxiety? And there you go. Boom. A whole bunch of scriptures that you can declare over yourself. Do you declare over others that you're praying for? Amen. So speak the word. Romans 12:2, it says, and do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It says, but the renewing of your mind. We have to renew our mind with the Word to get all the old stuff out and put in the Word of God. Have a renewed mind. We are powerful when our mind is renewed with the Word of God. And notice it says, you renew it. You put on the armor. Pastors can't put on the armor of God for you. I'm not going to put on the armor of God for you. Your husband's not going to put on the armor of God for you. You have to be responsible. It is your diligent duty to get the armor of God and put it on, the whole armor of God. It is your duty to get in the Bible and renew your mind according to what God says about you. Because when the enemy comes knocking at your door, giving you a lie, you're like, you're a liar. Because he's the father of lies. You're a liar. This is what God says, and you give him the word. Amen. We have to be diligent. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. When the devil throws his fiery dart, because he's going to. Remember what Jesus said, and the devil left him for a more opportune time? Okay, you passed the test, but get ready because he's coming again to a more opportune time. Are we ever going to be over this? No. But God has given us weapons. He has given us an armor. He has given us his word. And that's no match for the devil. So if we're getting defeated or getting off track, it's because we're not using the word of God. We're not. Give the devil and he will flee. You know, it says, submit to God. James tells us, submit to God. When we submit to God is we submit into the word of God. Resist the devil. Say, no devil. And he will flee. He's got to go. In Jesus' name. Use the name of Jesus. He doesn't like the name of Jesus. The moment you bring Jesus, he's gone. Plead the blood of Jesus over your circumstance. Amen. So we need to renew our minds with the word of God. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Bye-bye. He's going to flee. He has to flee. Speak life. Speak life out of your lips. That's another message. I mean, I got like 5 messages right here. Speak life. Right? We were singing, there's power in our lips. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Amen. So you need to speak life. Speak life to your situation. Speak life to your husband. Speak life to the... Ooh, I've seen a traffic. Speak life to that car in front of you that didn't put his turn signal because he's supposed to turn. Like, come on. Bless him, Lord. Remind him that he needs to put his turn signal. Amen. Pray. Pray is so important. That's our go-to. Pray to Abba Father. Pray about the situation. Don't try to solve things on your own. Give it to God. He's so, so good at this. When you come to a situation and you don't know what to do and you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Pray. That's your first thing. Pray. Take it to the Lord in prayer. If you need some help, then you call your prayer partner or someone to give you the word of God and keep you in alignment. Amen. We fast. There's power in fasting. We just did our 21 days of fast. We hear from the Lord clearer when we're fasting. Amen. Get in the secret place. That's always get in the secret place. Listen to Abba Father. What he has to say. Amen. Pray in the Spirit. Come on. How many of y'all pray in the Spirit in this room? Let me see a show of hands. We pray in the Spirit. Don't leave the service without coming up here to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. To pray in tongues. Because praying in tongues is powerful. The Bible says that the Spirit in us prays. And we don't know what we're praying, but it knows what we need. So pray in tongues. You come to a situation. Because the Spirit is praying through us. And sometimes we don't know how to pray. And that is when we pray. Enemies flee when you pray in tongues too. There's power in praying in tongues. So pray in your prayer language. Amen. Worship is another weapon. Worship. When you come before the Father to worship, so many things can happen in worship. Deliverance, peace, joy. It says that in His presence there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. So when you're feeling a little bit depressed, when you're like, oh, this is a bad day, I'm not feeling good, why are you taking that cup? Why are you saying, oh yeah, the depression is just things aren't going my way. It's not your portion. Get into worship. Worship the Lord. A heart of thanksgiving lifts the burdens up. Be thankful. Yes, I don't want to get up and go to work, but hey, you got to bring bread to the table. God gives you strength. I used to say, God give me strength. I'm like, no, God, you be my strength. You be my strength. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You start beginning to thank the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your good, your faithful. Thank you for everything you do, and you are already working it all out for me. When you have a heart of thankful, it moves mountains. And it doesn't allow the enemy to get you down, because he'll say, well, that didn't happen or that didn't happen. Yeah, but guess what? This is happening. Focus on the good. Focus on the things that God has done for you and He is still doing. Work on that. Amen. So the devil is no match for God. He is a defeated foe and he has no authority and no right in the life of a believer, in the life of a child of God, unless you give it to him. Unless you give it to him. So let us not give the enemy an inch. And let us put on the whole armor of God and stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Are you all wanting to stand with the Lord? So thank you, Abba Father, for your word. As we are soldiers in your army, we are standing in your power and in your might. So I'm going to pray over the social media, and then I'm going to have us come up and stand up here, and we're going to stand as soldiers of the Most High God, standing in the Word of God and putting on our armor of God, and we're not taking it off. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those on the social media. We thank you, Father God, that they are suited with your full armor, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that they get in your word day and night, Father God. Thank you that their minds are renewed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they know who they are and whose they are in Jesus Christ. Thank you that they have the victory, that we have the victory in Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for a spirit of boldness to come over your people this morning. Oh, thank you, Father, for being bold, Father God, because we know who we are in you, Jesus. You are the amazing God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, God, that we walk in the spirit of boldness, that we know whose we are and who we belong to, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your blood. We thank you for your blood. Put on your armor of God. Get in your word to those of you on social media. Yes, you're in your couch, but you can get into your word and get full equipped so we can tell the enemy where to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. And until next week, we'll see you. So here in the sanctuary, I would like for us to come up. We are enlisted in the army of God. So come on up here, because we're going to take a stand up here. A bold stand as who we are and whose we are. Amen. So thank you, Abba Father. So he's just lined up. And I'm there with you. So Father, we thank you for your mighty power that is in us. We thank you, Father God, that you are our way maker. We thank you, Father God, for a spirit of boldness over your church right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that we have the full armor of God, Father God. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, for the breastplate of righteousness, for the belt of truth, for the shoes of peace, and for the sword, for the spirit of God that is in us. We thank you, God, that we are mighty warriors for your glory and for your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, as we step boldly, Father God, to advance your kingdom. We thank you, Father God, that you are sending us to the highways and the byways voice, to lay hands on the sick and they will recover, to cast devils out in your name, Jesus, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we take a stand as a church, Father God. We stand boldly on who we are in Christ as victors, Father God, that we have the victory in you, Jesus. And we thank you, God. And we thank you, God. Use us in a mighty way, Father God. We say yes to you, Father, to your will and to your ways. Use us, Father God, in a mighty way. Equip us, Father God. Help us to get equipped, Father God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We thank you that you done it at the cross. Everything that we need is already done, and we stand together in agreement with you, Jesus, as representatives of your kingdom, as soldiers of the mighty, mighty God. We thank you, God, that you already won the battle, that you already fought and won, and we stand in victory with you, Jesus, seated in heavenly places in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.